June the 7th. The path is to empty ourselves of false divinity, to deny ourselves, to give up being the centre of the world, to discern that all points in the world are equally centres. Simone Veil. And so with this tiredness comes fuzzy thought, aching eye sockets, and another urge to close in on myself forever. The day was perfectly mellow. Three counselling sessions, recovery from depression, living with chronic conditions and aspergic anxiety, all held within the context of loving relationships, suspended in a cool, quiet and highly polished room overlooking a spectacular garden and light grey lake once owned by an importantly busy 17th century general practitioner. And now, after a night of fitful spare bedroom sleep, I am too tired for speech. I can only immerse in the silent scratch of you, my most fountainous pen, my most forgivingly favourite pad. Before each word, silence. But still these chattering noises. How come? How can these bedding down of desire still circulate, however much I meditate? How can this resistance to rest thoughts into nothingness be so beyond this mortal's reach? Where are these roads to self-forgiveness, this richness to silence I so often seek, this portal-less absence, these city curbs to an incessance of thinking and throwing of verbs into the gutter, all searching for answers to cohere and now and to be truly within a thisness, fully beyond this heart and flesh, this body, this dirt-ridden spleen of regret. To coalesce, yes. To immerse, I guess, in breath's own breathing, in the orange and yellowings and driftings of green as this vessel of vessel, these blood-lit pores, wait for the wholeness of weightless time, for that mist to swirl and fulfill in between these fleshful narrations, this body most slain, to refresh the chanting enchantments again, to the deepest of breath. Do your breathing, most breathing, most breathing, most best, but, oh yes, this eye is off course, is surrounded again, succumbed once more to this thinking most brain. Oh, silence, soothe these aching taut abs, free these needs for solution. Oh, ma, ra, na, tha, you distanced dream valley, with softening tones, whisper love's balm to these hum drumming drums, born of a presence that never quite comes. Action of grace is in our heart, and is silent and secret. Simone Veil.